Well, we hear Jesus speaking to his disciples and various individuals. He would have been at this point most likely in Bethany. That's where Martha and Mary and Lazarus lived. And so he visited, Jesus visited there a number of times. We heard about in the Gospels. So he's in that area most likely. And again, Bethany is about maybe 2 miles to the east of Jerusalem. And this is happening about maybe 1 month before Jesus goes to his death. So it's like early March of 33 AD. So again, he had been talking in this area in Bethany to a number of disciples, and this is one of the incidences, one of the teaching moments that he gives to them. And he's calling out and talking about these two groups of people, one that were suffered greatly and the other that were killed. And Jesus comments about how certainly they suffered and were killed, but if you don't repent, it'll be worse for you if you don't repent. So one of the things he's really trying to focus on is repentance. He really wants all of us to repent. And then he goes on to this parable about this fig tree, and it's interesting if you read it carefully, listen to it carefully. The gardener, they had been trying to get fruit to bear on this tree for at least 3 years. And the gardener says, "Hey, why don't you just let me have one more year? And I'm going to cultivate and fertilize it and see if this tree can bear fruit. See if the fig tree will bear fruit." So it's kind of like Jesus. You know, Jesus really wants us, he wants us to bear fruit. And it's important for us really to repent of our sins so that we indeed can bear fruit. You know, it's kind of one of these things, you know, if you don't ask the doctor for healing, you don't identify what's needed in as far as our spiritual life, what we need to be healed from, how can the doctor who is Jesus heal us? So this is important for us really to repent so that we indeed can be healed and then certainly bear fruit. But why is repentance so difficult? You think about it. Why is it difficult to say that we've basically done something that's wrong? Who likes to do that? Who likes to admit that they're wrong? Unless you have humility. And you know, we realize that, you know, we're not perfect. Now, we're called to be perfect. And we can't do that without the grace of God. But in the meanwhile, we're not perfect. So why be so insistent or determined or whatever that we're not? You know, that we're imperfect, to acknowledge that we are imperfect. What's so big about that? Again, that's humility. The reality is, you know, pride is really kind of an inflated view of self or a deflated view of self. Humility is actually identifying who I really am. That's what humility is. Who am I really? Man, you know, my good points and my bad points. So one of the things is, you know, all of us are sinners, except Jesus and Mary. All of us are sinners, so why not repent? It's a lot better if we do. So what's resistive at times? You know, we might want to not give up on what we're doing that's wrong. You know, immorality. It's like, you know, I really like doing that thing. I really like to do it. And I don't want to admit that there's a problem there because then I have to do something about it. I can't do that. So sometimes we might think, you know, I'm just not going to, well, it's really not that bad what I'm doing. And God will be okay with it. Okay. Might want to repent. Or, you know, we have some power over somebody. You know, we don't want to let that go. We don't want to admit to them that, you know what, I have abused my authority or I have abused my position or whatever it might be. If we repent, we have to acknowledge that. We might not want to do that. Or, you know, sometimes, you know, we think, well, man, that was really stupid. Or that was really dumb. We don't want to admit that we weren't as smart as we thought we were. Or, you know, we got tricked into doing something, or we just didn't see it coming. You know, to acknowledge that. Why? That's a healing thing. We just acknowledge it, you know. Yeah, I acknowledge it. You know, I messed up. Why is it hard? Well, if we have humility, it shouldn't be. If we have pride, yeah, it'll be hard to do that. So we want to pray. We want to pray certainly for humility. Pray to acknowledge who I really am. And then too, we might think, you know, we think, well, you know, I'm not loving God as I ought. I should be loving God. You know, what does God say? He says, if you love me, you'll keep my commands. So really, it's meditating on what God has asked of us. Praying about it. Talking to the Lord. Really to grow in honesty of who I really am. Be honest with ourselves. Yeah, it's really beneficial if we acknowledge that, you know what, that with God's grace, I need to work on that element in my life. Or, you know, I really didn't say the right thing, or I didn't do the right thing, or to acknowledge that. You know, what's so bad about that? Actually, if you think about this, you know, if someone, I don't know about you, but if someone comes to me, acknowledges that they made a mistake, or did something that was uncharitable, actually my respect for them grows. I don't know about you, but it's like, hey, that person had the wherewithal to come and ask for forgiveness. Acknowledge who they are. Because otherwise they're not going to grow. And so for us, really, in our relationship with the Lord, really to ask the Lord, really, Lord, help me to open up. Help me to see things that I can do grow in. Help me to repent. That's what he wants for us. He wants to heal us. And he wants to show us mercy. This is one of the things you know about God's mercy. It's just powerful. One of the greatest things that in a certain sense you can do is give somebody mercy if you love them. That's what God does for us. He wants us to repent so that we can indeed be forgiven. If we're not going to repent, how can we be forgiven? So this is what he wants us to show us mercy. He wants to give us that mercy. But that doesn't mean, this is one of the other things you know about sinning is there's consequences to sin. And so because of what we've done, we might not be as blessed. You know, if we sin and there's consequences, like if someone, God forbid, you know, killed somebody accidentally, you know, through drunk driving or something like this, you know, it'd be horrible. There's consequences to that. So there's consequences to our sin, but not to let those get in the way of us repenting or growing in our love. Sometimes the consequences for sin, they cause more suffering for us. You know, I broke that relationship. I said something that was really not good. And if it's kind of deep, you know, when we say something, it really goes deep to the other person, that other person may never forget it. You know, so we might have to live with that for the rest of our lives. Yeah. So that's part of the suffering that can come with when we repent, ask for mercy, we're forgiven, but there can be consequences that stick with us. And to offer that up, it's one of the things, you know, we can, when we offer those things up, we can make reparation for sin. We won't spend as much time in purgatory. So something for us really to look at. Lord, help me to grow in being a repentive person, to repent, so that you indeed then can heal me, forgive me, and heal me, and help me certainly to bear fruit.